Hello, I am Aleph Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in Texas today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all of most of the calls in a regular home phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or almost all calls on a cell phone?
All calls cell phone. Don't order.
Thank you. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1967.
Thank you very much. And also, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
About three years of college.
Thank you so much. Thinking about things nationally next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
What do you think? Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I would have to look at the candidates. I have, off the top of my head, I don't know. I don't care if the Republican or the Democrat. It's their points of view.
Mm-hmm. But which way do you lean as of today towards Democrats or Republican?
Again, it depends their points of view.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics for each one. Please tell me first whether you have heard of that person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one is Joe Biden.
Was favorable? What did you ask me again? What would you want me to say if I heard of him?
Yeah, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person?
Unfavorable. Exactly.
Okay. Would that be very or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. About Donald Trump?
Unfavorable as well.
Very or somewhat?
Unfavorable. Yes, very as well.
Thank you.
Let me put it to you this way. I wasn't going to go vote for either of those two clowns. Sorry to tell you that, but neither of them. They're very disappointed in this last president, the one we have right now. And the other one, he got us in a lot of trouble. Talks too much, does too much, thinks about himself. Está loco. Y el otro es un, está comprado, no sé qué chingas. Es más, da miedo, ya da miedo esta pinche gente. ¿De veras?
Okay. About Kamala Harris, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression?
No, she seems to be favorable. again, compare those two clowns. I have a favorable.
Okay. Would that be Barry or somewhat favorable?
I'm sorry?
Would it be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Let's put favorable.
I don't have an option, just favorable. It could be very favorable or somewhat favorable.
Well, I'm saying favorable, so let's put very.
Thank you so much. How about Myra Flores? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about her?
I don't know. I have heard her name, but I don't think about her.
Okay. About Vicente Gonzalez?
Same thing.
Never heard of him?
Yeah, my mom seems to like him, though.
Okay. Now, thinking ahead to the November elections, and we're almost done here. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. First, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested, and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Not very interested.
On a scale from 0 to 10, how much is it?
Well, let's say about a 3.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Well, I guess Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Probably Allred.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
I'd have to think about it. I don't know either of them, so it'd probably be a flip of a coin.
And which way do you lean as of today? Do you lean toward the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Who's the Democratic candidate?
That would be Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, and Myra Flores, Republican.
Okay. Well, probably Vicente. My mom seems to like him, so I guess I'll vote for him.
Thank you. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're done. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I don't really consider myself anything, man. Why am I gonna? Something else, I guess.
Okay. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Well, I guess conservative.
And is that very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat? I don't have just conservative.
You need an answer of somewhat, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Well, I'm a working class.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only English at home, mostly English, but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish, but some English, only Spanish at home?
I use both English, Spanish, but not Spanglish. I'll finish the sentence with one in one language.
Thank you. And regardless of how you feel.
I make fun of people that do that. I won't make fun of them, but I will make fun of them. And if it's at my level, I will, if it's a friend of mine, I'll try to correct it. Or at least I'll say it the way it is in Spanish without offending them, but it sounds, it already became another language. And to tell you the truth, it's stupid.
Thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
No, I voted for Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You have a good day. I want to tell you why. Well, if you're ready, bye.
Bye-bye.